Good evening. I'm Tom Hewitt here with a KUAC Newsminer update. Another deadline is approaching that would make Alaska driver's licenses invalid for entry to Fort Wainwright and other military installations. If Alaska doesn't receive another extension for compliance with the federal Real ID Act in the next few months, state identification cards won't be valid starting July 11th. The deadline won't directly affect soldiers and airmen who use their Department of Defense IDs to access bases, but it may limit access for some civilians who don't have passports or other federal forms of identification. The next big deadline is January 2018, when the federal government has announced it will stop accepting IDs from non-compliant states, including Alaska, at airport security checkpoints. Congress passed the Real ID Act in 2005, setting state identification card standards recommended by the National Commission on Terrorist Attacks, also known as the 9/11 Commission. Since the bill's passage, the Department of Homeland Security has delayed enforcement of the bill several times. The Alaska legislature expressed opposition to the Real ID law in 2008 by passing a bill that prohibited the state from spending money to comply with the law. As in other states, critics in Alaska fear the law moves the United States toward a national identification card system that could erode privacy rights. This year, Alaska Governor Bill Walker introduced a bill that would create a bifurcated identification card system in Alaska. Residents could choose to pay $5 more for a Real ID compliant identification card, and those who want the traditional non-compliant card would still have that option. The bill is making its way through both chambers of the state legislature. Other states with non-compliant driver's licenses or licenses that will be non-compliant by July are Maine, Missouri, Kentucky, Oklahoma, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Montana, Minnesota, and Washington. The latter two states offer optional enhanced ID cards like the one that's been proposed for Alaska. Alaska Division of Forestry personnel will burn off dry vegetation in two areas around the Delta Junction State Bison Range over the next few weeks. The prescribed burns are intended to improve habitat for bison and other species that live on the range. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
State Fish and Game Program Coordinator Sue Rodman says the department wants to conduct the prescribed burns early in the season, after the snow melts off and before green-up, so the fires would burn hot enough to thin out dried vegetation and promote growth of grasses for bison to forage.
We're looking at a pretty narrow window to support a hot fire that will kill off the grass and the shrubs so that we can have fresh grass come back in.
Rodman says about 3,600 acres will be burned in two large fields on the range from April 17th through early May. She says it's the first of what Fish and Game officials hope will be regularly recurring burns around the 90,000-acre range that are intended to improve conditions for bison and other animals that live there, including two species of grouse and snowshoe hare.
We haven't burned for a few years, but we're trying to renew this pattern of prescribed fires in the bison range.
Rodman says Fish and Game and forestry officials don't expect the fires to generate enough smoke to create a nuisance for Delta Junction, located about 14 miles northwest of the range. Forestry spokesman Tim Mowry says firefighters also will try to keep smoke from drifting to the handful of homes scattered outside the range, the closest of which is about a half mile from the burn area.
With these prescribed burns, you know, smoke is always a big concern, so we're doing our best to mitigate that.
Mowry says forestry will have up to 14 firefighters on site to manage the burns, along with smaller fire engines and other equipment as needed. He says they'll be careful to only burn when conditions are right.
Wind and relative humidities are the two big factors. You know, if it's too windy, we can't burn. If it's too wet, we can't burn.
The state created the Bison Range in 1979 to give the herd of about 400 head an alternative to barging into the cultivated fields of the agricultural area south of Delta Junction. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.
Musher Jesse Holmes of Nenana won the 2017 Kobuk 440 dog sled race early Sunday morning when he crossed the finish line at 1:51 a.m. in Kotzebue with nine dogs. Holmes was followed by Nicholas Pettit of Girdwood at 2:23 a.m. and Wade Mars at 2:53 a.m. Jason Mackey of Salcha, Richie Deal, Catherine Keith, Ellen King, and Jeff King all finished the race before noon Sunday. Dallas CV finished 10th, crossing the finish line with six dogs at 12:47 p.m. CV was followed by Kevin Hansen, who finished at 1:32 p.m. with eight dogs. A total of 16 mushers entered the 2017's race. The Kobuk 440 follows an out-and-back format, starting with a mass start out of Kotzebue. Mushers travel inland to the villages of Norvik, Kiana, Ambler, Shungnak, and Kobuk before retracing the trail to the finish line in Kotzebue. The race features a $60,000 purse. For more on tonight's stories and others, visit KUAC.org or Newsminer.com. I'm Tom Hewitt.